Blog Talk Radio.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
has
been
declined. Your unemployment benefits ran out 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I still have checks left. Checks
2 weeks
left.
Ago.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Prosperity, your money mentor. And for this fabulous Saturday, July 24th, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm so excited. Woo! We got a great show planned for today. We have all the whole staff is going to be here today because we are working every day until our membership website launches August 1st. So it should be very colorful and entertaining today. We have our Unlock Your Wealth mascot, Sean Chang, here. So we are ready. We are all present and accounted for except for our show producer, but Ms. Hun should be in momentarily. Took a wrong freeway or something. Happens to the best of us. Oh, wait a minute. I just got an I'm here Skype. Woohoo! So she is officially in the saddle. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio show and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help you manage your finances and attitudes for achieving financial wellness today and financial independence for your future. We do this with several different segments. All throughout the broadcast, we bring on incredible investment gurus and motivational speakers to help empower you to become financially independent. In our chat room, Ms. Kristen Hun will be moderating. If you have any guest comments, questions, concerns, contributions for our broadcast, we would love to hear from you. If you are listening live from the Blog Talk Radio show page, all you need to do is get on and friend our show and jump into the chat room. Kristen would be happy to take any of your questions and provide them to us so we can ask them on air to our show guests. Additionally, if you'd like to call into the broadcast, that telephone number is 1-718-508-9002. That's 718-508-9002. And all you have to do is dial the numbers. We have our trivia question for today. For those of you who are easing subscribers, you know what the question is already. For those of you who are not, I'm going to give you the question now, and we always pull our trivia question from a previous show broadcast. And this Wednesday, on our midweek update, we did the Carry Cash Challenge. And we also talked about some silly, obsessive-compulsive ways that people keep themselves from using their credit cards. All you have to do to win fabulous prizes is to name one of those silly little techniques to keep you from spending on credit. So there are three ways you could win. Well, there's only one way you can win. You have to have the right answer. So I guess I misspoke. One way to win but three ways to get your potential correct answer in. You could do it through the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/unlockyourwealth. And if you Skype to Kristen, who is moderating our chat room today, you could be, or if you chat it, I misspoke again, Skype. Ooh. That's how we communicate internally, make sure the broadcast is going smoothly. And clearly, my mind isn't going smoothly right now. But never fear, our Unlock Your Wealth mascot is here, and he's barking. So you can win by communicating your answer in three different ways. One, you can chat in to win. You can call in at the 718-508-9002 number. Or if you are podcasting this and the show trivia question has not been answered, you can email in to win. How fabulous is that? So all you have to do is send an email to trivia@unlockyourwealth.com. That's trivia@unlockyourwealth.com, and you too can win fabulous prizes. Just to give you an idea of some of those fabulous prizes. Number one, for those of you who enjoy our topics and content and are looking for ways to empower yourself to greatness, my book that I co-authored with the late Jim Rohn and Dr. Warren Bennis is out. Yes, you can, and you can receive a personalized copy if you happen to be the correct answerer to the trivia question. We also have personalized books and tools from our previous show guests. So if there was someone that stuck out in your mind and we still have one of those available, you can have that. I'm looking at right now from Scott Black, I'm looking at Becoming Your Dreams and Discovering Your Inner Strength, both books that he has also authored. I've got some investment books I'm seeing right now on the shelf from Flipped Out. So you could collect one of those, or we have financial coaching. We also have credit report review from one of our certified credit report reviewers. You ever looked at your credit report? Do you understand it? Maybe you and your significant other might want to know. That's other things that you can win. Also, identity theft shield protection. It is not just about your credit report, folks. Not just about your credit report. And what you need to know is that it can happen to anyone. And even under the best of circumstances, just this week, physical credit cards from both my husband and stepson were presented for purchase somewhere. And fortunately, we have such a great customer service with these credit card companies that we work with that they immediately sent us an email. They declined the purchase because it was so random and totally out of character for what we typically purchase. So that was part of it, because they know what we typically buy and where we typically spend our money. And so because it was so random and in a completely different state, they declined the purchases. But both my stepson and my husband this week alone had fraud occur in a physical form of a credit card. Who knows how they got the number? Who knows? I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and I'm waiting for it to be mine, because I pay all my bills on my credit cards so I can get the points. Doesn't everybody do that? Go for the points. So, so it can happen to anyone, no matter how prepared you are. And I'm a certified identity theft risk management specialist. So just to give you an idea of some of the cool stuff you can win here at the Unlock Your Wealth radio broadcast. So today's show. You want to talk about today's show so we can get into that? So there's your trivia question. Call in, chat in, or email in to win. And this week's key in our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. So we're going to talk all about that. We are going to check in with my sister from another mister, Coco Brown, and see how she's doing in her financial coaching practice. And then we have this hour coming up, Pamela Yellen, author of Bank on Yourself, and what you need to know to prepare yourself for the charlatans, the shysters that are out there that could be ready to take your money at a moment's notice. At any given time. So We're going to talk about what you need to know to prepare yourself financially to keep that from happening. So this is all ties in on our Investor's Edge with our key this week, which is unlock your wealth, which is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. I always like to use this quote that my husband says. He says, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know, and when I don't want to know, I delegate. So we're going to talk about recognizing our strengths, identifying what our weaknesses are, and how do we fill that gap. And there's several ways that we can do that. But in any case, you need to be aware of many things when it comes to your financial health and welfare. And just because you don't know and never knew doesn't mean that you shouldn't know. So we're going to go over that. I know that sounds kind of kooky and like, oh, so esoteric and vague, but it is what it is. We also have Minutes on Your Money. We have our Keys to Riches, Nuts and Bolts. This show, we also have our Millionaire Minute coming up this show. So we have many things on tap for you. I want to talk briefly about something that is all about you. And what could be all about you right now? How about something for nothing? Yes. On August 11th, on our midweek update show, we have our favorite F word, a colorful four-letter word that means so much to us in troubled times. Yes, that word is free. It's free, and it's on August 11th. What you say? Free Publicity Day. We are here to support you on your path to financial wellness. And here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation and Unlock Your Wealth Radio, we always say free is a good thing. And we are celebrating Free Publicity Day at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on our Wednesday show, August 11th, so from 10 to 10:30. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you a 30-second commercial. 30 seconds to promote your product or service. You can call into our show. It's a live commercial shot, so you need to have your spiel, your shtick, your elevator pitch, your talking points, whatever it is that you want to promote to make money. That's the criteria, to make money, like Francisco D'Anconia from Atlas Shrugged says. So it can't be about a nonprofit or a fundraiser. I don't want any political crap. None of that. This is all about making money for you, and I want to help you do that. You will receive, if you are one of the lucky 50 that make the cut, 30 seconds of airtime. Plus, you will be listed in the following week's electronic magazine that goes out to over 275,000 people each week. So if you want your pitch to be heard around the world, you need to be the first to visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com/freepublicityday for all the details and to register for your free 30-second live commercial. Again, the website is www.unlockyourwealth.com/freepublicityday. Now, commercials that you're going to receive, this airtime, this precious 30 seconds of airtime, on number one hit radio shows cost you thousands of dollars. And you can't just get a one-time, one-shot hit. You have to commit to hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in order to get your message heard. But for one day on our midweek update, it's free to you. You must register because we want to make sure that we verify your website so we can go and make sure we have correct links and contact information for our electronic magazine for the following week. This is free to you, and it has an immeasurable value because think about all the money you're going to make as a result of being featured on our show. So visit the website. After this broadcast, the page will be live where you can enter your information, and we have all the rules that you need to comply with in order to be a part of our live show. There are only 50 spots available, and it's first come, first serve. So you need to make sure that you zip on over to the website after today's broadcast and register for your shot at Free Publicity Day. And again, that website is www.unlockyourwealth.com/Free Publicity Day. Finally, financial freedom can be yours in just 30 seconds on Free Publicity Day. We have so much more in store to talk about on today's show, plus our Investor's Edge guest, Pamela Yellen, will be joining us right after this word from our fabulous sponsors. Thank you so much for joining us. Stay tuned for more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars, the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Your Wealth Radio. And I am so excited about our Investor's Edge guest. Not only is she a fabulously successful female, which I'm all about girl power, but she is also author of the book A Bank on Yourself, What Wall Street Banks and Finance Companies Desperately Don't Want You to Know. And she gives you information on how to have financial security and grow wealth safely in spite of any financial crisis. Pamela, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, it's my honor, Heather. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is all ours, trust me. I love it when people like to cut to the chase and tell the truth and stop sugarcoating things that shouldn't be sugarcoated.
Absolutely.
So how did you come about writing this book?
Well, for the last 20 years, I have been a business-building consultant to financial advisors. And I'm not a financial advisor myself. I'm not a licensed advisor or insurance agent or anything like that, but I've been consulting with them. And they would bring me their ideas. They would say, have you ever heard about this? Or sooner or later, they would run into something that they felt convinced was the best financial strategy they had, at the key, you know, the holy grail. And they would say, Pamela, have you heard about this? Will you take a look at it? Well, I was curious because I've been investing in a number of different things since about 1987, and I have not a whole lot to show for it. And I thought, okay, well, I don't want to close my mind to anything. So I actually became an investigator of various financial strategies, ultimately investigating over 450 products, vehicles, strategies, and so on, and ultimately concluded that Americans have been brainwashed into believing that they have to risk their money in order to grow it. Most of these 450 or so of products and vehicles that I investigated turned out not even to be worth the paper they were printed on. And a few that did pass my due diligence tests, I did implement. We implemented in our own financial plan, and they turned out to be disappointments. One cost me every penny that I put into it, which was over six figures, and then some. And finally, after, gosh, I think it was about 13, 14 years of this, I finally stumbled on something that has actually been out there for well over 100 years. It's not a Ponzi scheme or Madoff scheme that was invented last night or last year to separate people from their money. It's been around forever. And it really found that was one of the most amazing and proven and consistent strategies. And so it really became my mission to help educate people about the truth about this strategy. The reason why it was such a well-kept secret is there's so much misinformation about it. There's a lot of myths about it and so on. And I felt compelled to share it with others because when we started using it, it gave us the ability to sleep at night, have consistent way to grow wealth without the ups and downs of traditional investments, and even to become our own source of financing so that we could basically tell banks, finance companies, and credit card companies, go take a hike. We don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the myths that people believe about investing?
Well, some of the myths would include simply the fact that I was mentioning that you actually do have to take a considerable amount of risk to get a decent return on your money. That would be myth number one. Myth number two would be the insane brainwashing that we have had from Wall Street, that the key, the only thing that's going to give you long-term wealth and long-term growth on your money that you can actually have enough to retire on is to invest in the stock market. And I've done considerable research into that and the myths and the lies that are have been foisted on us by Wall Street are astonishing. And even though it should be pretty obvious, I mean, basically we had a couple of good days in the market, you know, but we are basically back where we were 11 years, more than 11 years ago in the stock market. And if you add in inflation, I mean, to that, which has been about 33-34% over that period of time, most people will never, ever in their lifetime catch up for what they have lost. And, you know, so I mean, that's, you know, really part of what I discovered. What the other thing that happens is they don't take into account investor behavior. You know, the fact that we are human, even the experts are human. It's a little known fact that 80% of all experts, and we're talking about, oh, the top mutual fund companies, the top investment advisory services, 80% of them, 4 out of 5 of them, underperform the market, and many of them do so with more risk or more volatility than that's insane. 80% underperform, which means that when you bother to pay extra to hire an expert, you're basically lowering your chances. And that's what we did. My husband and I decided that, you know what, we're not having a lot of success on our own with investing. Why don't we try hiring some of the country's top experts? So we went to magazines like Fortune and Worth magazine, and you know how maybe once a year those publications have a cover story on the 10 best, country's best asset managers, investment advisors, and we would take the list and we would go research them. We would do our due diligence. We called their references. We did it all. And guess what? We ended up hiring 3 of the country's top investment advisors over a period of time. It was more than a decade. And all 3 of them, of course, charged very hefty fees, and all 3 of them lost us money during what turned out to be the longest-running bull market in history. I mean, even a monkey throwing darts could do that. You know, so yeah. It's not about hiring an expert, right? And it's not about slavishly being devoted to what Wall Street tells you. And so those are a couple of the myths, you know, that I really looked into. Other myths, of course, have to do with, you know, putting your money into, like, deferring your taxes. There's a great myth. Everybody says they love the 401ks and things that allow them to defer their taxes, and people are going, wow, I'll take my employer's match, put it in my 401k because, look, I'm getting to defer my taxes. And there's just one question you have to ask yourself. What direction do any of us think taxes are going over the long term?
Definitely not down.
Definitely not down. Right. So if you're successful in growing a nest egg and you're deferring your taxes, you're only going to end up paying higher taxes on a bigger number. And in fact, they have estimated that even if tax rates stayed the same, even if they stayed the same, you over a 30-year period, you would end up paying 10 to 20 times more in taxes by deferring your taxes instead of paying them now. So those are the types of, you know, just lies and misconceptions that people have about finance, and that I've really spent the last decade really researching. And you say it yourself, you know, you say that the key doesn't lie in the amount of one's income, but in the amount of information that one possesses. And the problem is there's a whole lot of incorrect information out there, and it becomes very, very hard for people to sift through it all.
And we can only make decisions based on the information that we have. And, you know, and I feel bad for folks, and I've done it myself, is you make a decision based on the information you have, and then you're given new information that may contradict that or something happens as a result.
Right.
And now you feel bad for making a decision, and then it kind of keeps you hesitant to pull the trigger on things, and nobody wins when you sit on the sidelines. You have to be in the game, win, lose, or draw. You have to be in the game in order to have the opportunity to win. And what is so important about that is you can't beat yourself up about making mistakes and, you know, banking on information that was inaccurate or inappropriate for you. You just have to take the new information and make another decision and move forward. And you have to feel confident that every decision you make is the right decision because it takes you to the next right decision you have to make. My grandfather used to say that all the time, and I never believed him. And I lipped off to a boss once. I was being accused of something I didn't do, and I was trying to defend myself, and I was verbally attacked in this meeting. And so I got, you know, my ego kicked in and said, well, I'm not going to take crap from a man who's shorter than me and has no idea what he's talking about. And so I lipped off, and I got fired. And I was like, oh, my God. And I always do my best to live my life without regret. And then I went home, and I thought about it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have done that. And I groveled for my job back.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was the dumbest thing I could have ever done. But I groveled for my job back. And he said, no. And that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me because I wouldn't be sitting here right now. And I was fortunate enough to have had, you know, that crappy or what appeared to be that crappy, ineffective decision. But it turned out to be the best thing. And that's what I just try to key into all of the listeners here is that we may have been making decisions based on information that was inaccurate or inappropriate, and how do we trust? Well, we just have to educate ourselves, and we have to consider many sources of information and make that decision based on as much information as we can, but we still have to make those decisions. We can't be afraid to get into the market. We have so much more in store. Can you hang on through the break here real quick? And then
after
we take this short commercial break, we are going to be back, and we're going to talk, instead of myths, let's talk strategies. You're listening to Pamela Yellen on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned for more right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, and for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, KINESIS Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagonhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagonhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio and Pamela Yellen, author of Bank on Yourself. Pamela, welcome back to the broadcast.
Thanks.
I'm so excited. You know, T. Harv Eker lauded some praise upon your program, and he's actually going to be doing two shows with us, a two-part segment coming up later this season.
Great.
And what about your program? Because he's the millionaire mind guy.
Right.
What about your program did he like the best?
The fact that it gives you a solid financial foundation. And it gives you independence from banks, Wall Street, the government, your employer. I think it's a self-sufficiency feature because basically Bank on Yourself really can let you do all of those things. Like I said earlier, first of all, there's hundreds of thousands of people who use this strategy and not one of them lost a penny in their plans when the markets crashed, and their plans have all continued growing safely, predictably, and at an exponential rate, meaning that they get better every single year just because you held on to them instead of trying to figure out what's a better place to put your money. It gives you a financial foundation that when you need access to capital, I mean, we're not suggesting you just let your money sit in this, where in my book, for example, I have numerous stories, interviews with people who have used the money in their Bank on Yourself plan to build the real estate businesses, real estate investment businesses of various types. And one of the things that they love about this is that when you need access to capital, you can get it without having to pledge your firstborn, without having to beg for it, without having to fill out nosy credit applications. And in fact, there's only one question you have to answer when you need access to capital. How much do you want? And so many, many people were able to get through the financial crunch and continue to run their businesses, run their lives, and build their real estate businesses or whatever investment business they wanted to by getting access to capital that all I had to do was make one call. And a really, really fascinating thing about this particular strategy is that when you use your money in the plan, let's say that you wanted to borrow, you had, say, $20,000 of equity, and you wanted to borrow it to put it into a real estate investment. If you were to do that from, of course, if you did it from a bank, you're going to pay interest charges. You have minimum payments you have to make. If you miss a payment, you're going to get, you know, all kinds of bad things are going to happen to you and so on. So with this, if you take the money out of the plan, then the plan continues growing as though that $20,000 you took out is still there. You get the exact same interest and dividends in the plan as though you hadn't touched a dime of it. So you're without taking on extra risk, you're leveraging your money and you're making your money work twice as hard for you.
All right. Well, okay, so let's say hypothetically that I am in debt up to my eyeballs,
having 20 grand to set aside in some plan isn't realistic, how do you start a bank on yourself plan?
Well, there are in the country, there are about 200 trained bank on yourself authorized advisors who are experts at helping the people look at their total financial situation to find out how they might be able to restructure their finances in order to free up seed money to fund the plan. And in many cases, surprising number of cases, I can't promise this will happen every time, but in many cases, simply by doing that, people find that they free up money to fund the plan without taking it out of their lifestyle and without having to in other words, not having to cough it up out of their pocket. It's just by some of the most popular ways, I guess, the most common ways that they do it. There's about eight that they typically look at. But one would be to restructure debt. Another would be to cut back on funding traditional retirement plans like 401ks, especially on the portion that your employer isn't matching. Sometimes it involves cutting back on things, lifestyle, changes, things that people are already starting to do anyway, whether it's eating out less or holding onto a car for a year longer or things like that. But those are some of the most common. But it really helps to have someone else come in and look at your situation to help you figure out ways to restructure it. And surprisingly often, they have been able to free up capital to do that.
So when you say restructure debt, what exactly do you mean? Are you talking about borrowing more, maxing out credit lines, just negotiating interest rates differently?
Well, what they might do, and I give several examples of this in my book, but one of the things, for example, that might happen is there was a 50-year-old person in the Midwest who had been paying the max, trying to pay down his credit card debt. He had quite a bit of credit card debt. So he wanted to pay it down. I think he was paying like $800 a month to pay it down, thinking, I can't save more until I pay down my debt. And I understand that thinking. Well, what they found out when they ran an analysis for him is that if he cut back to just paying the minimum on his credit cards, put the difference into the bank on yourself plan, at the age of 65, he was going to end up having $50,000 more in wealth just because of making that one move. That would be one example.
In the bank on yourself plan, where does the money you put in it go?
Well, that's the interesting thing. That's kind of like the elephant in the room. What is this magical thing that people are putting their money into that grows like this? And so let's go ahead and address the elephant in the room. What it is a specially designed and little known type of life insurance policy. But this is one that you do not have to die to win. And it might help to explain very quickly the two different types of life insurance policies. There's basically the kind you rent and the kind you own. The most common type is the kind you rent. That's called term insurance. And like renting a home, you're going to have nothing to show for the money you pay unless you happen to, I suppose, get lucky and die during the term of the policy, if you want to call that luck. Now, the other basic type is called cash value life insurance. And like owning a home, the payments you make build equity for you. And Bank on Yourself uses a very specific type and with some special features added onto it to put the growth of your money on what I like to call legal steroids, so you end up having a lot more cash available to you to use, especially in the early years of the plan. And what I found out, Heather, is that not one in 1,000 financial advisors or financial gurus, and I'm including Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, you name it in this, have a clue. They have never even heard of this type of policy. Never even heard of it. But it'll beat the pants off of every other foundational thing that I've come across without the risk. Again, this is a foundational thing. I'm not saying you should do this with everything. It's to build that financial foundation so that you know you're going to be able to retire when you want to retire. You will actually know the guaranteed minimum income you'll be able to take in retirement and how long you'll be able to take it for. So all
the
so many
people. One of those universal life policies?
Absolutely not. Universal life is not does not come with the benefits and guarantees. This would have to be a whole life policy, which comes with more guarantees than any other type of life insurance policy, and it has these added features onto it, these riders added onto it that make your cash value grow significantly faster, and that's what makes it work. And then if you have it from specific companies, there's really only a handful of companies that offer this particular, the right product for this. Certain companies also have that feature that allow you to get the exact same interest and dividends when you are using your money in the policy. So it doesn't skip a beat. Doesn't skip a beat.
So how do you counteract the buy term and invest the difference, folks, when we talk about, you know, investing in insurance? Insurance is protection and investments are investments.
Mm-hmm.
How do you debate with the folks that say buy term and invest the difference is so much better?
Well, the first question I would say, people say buy term and invest the difference, but the reality is that nobody actually does invest the difference. Almost nobody does. And now in retrospect, that may be a good thing. Because if they did invest the difference, they would most likely have nothing to show for it. Because they're always saying, put it in the stock market where you're going to earn your 10% every year. We know that's a lie. And I have a lot more evidence that it's much more of a lie than they want you to believe. I have a sample of, they forget that there is equity growing in this. Term insurance is nothing more than renting. What happens if you get to the end of the, this has happened to me and people that I know of, my husband had this happen. What happens if you get to the end of the term of the policy and now your health is deteriorated and you may not qualify for another policy at any price? They don't even think about all these things. They just say, oh, by the time you're 50, you should have saved enough money from the money that you saved, and you should have saved enough to be able to self-insure. And that's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the other thing is, you don't need the death benefit.
Explain to me why it's ridiculous.
Well, it's because it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. What happens is most people get to that point and they realize, you know, I haven't saved enough, and now I don't qualify for life insurance. And even though people don't necessarily buy the bank on yourself type policy for the purposes of the death benefit, because we typically reduce the death benefit so that we can increase the cash value, the money that people get to use, you know, and they can use it while they're alive. So, you know, but the reality is, how many families have gotten to the point where the breadwinner or somebody or one of the parents dies, and the rest of the family says, you know what, they left us too much money. It never happens. There's no such thing as too much money to your family when you're gone.
Well, I think Steinbrenner beat the pants off of that.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, because I remember what happened to Joe Robbie Stadium, and the kids had to sell it because they couldn't pay the inheritance taxes on it.
There's that,
well,
too. There's the inheritance.
How do you go when the skeptics say, okay, well, with this ownership version, you either borrow the money or you get the death benefits, but you don't get
the cash value.
Supposed cash value.
Yeah.
You have to pick one.
Right. Right. They say that. They say that. In fact, you can read all kinds of people. Susie Orman, they confiscate your cash value when you die. Ha. They have never heard of this type of policy. Go to bankonyourself.com. Click on the right-hand side, there's some blog posts featured. Click on Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey, Let's Debate. You will see my own policy statements there that show that is not true of these kinds of policies. And in fact, I have one policy that shows that if I died on the date that policy was issued, my family would have gotten the original death benefit of the policy plus my cash value, every penny of the cash value, plus $14,000 more than that. And it's proof positive that they've never heard of this type of policy. It shocks me, frankly. I can't imagine. No one even hardly ever buys the other types of policies, but they were trained decades ago, and they've not kept up their knowledge. And frankly, Heather, I can understand why this is not that well known. For one thing, advisors who sell these types of policies and help their clients implement them take a 50 to 70 or even 80% pay cut. And a lot of advisors, the minute they hear that, they're like, I'm not going to do that.
So how does, I was a stockbroker, so I like trading. When I was in my 20s, that was like my thing, as I was a trader. And so I didn't pay much attention to like investment advisory stuff. I went into that later because I needed more value out of my life. Making rich people richer did not bring value to my life. And so I've always wanted to make a difference. So I kind of went into investment advising, and I had one company that like I looked at, and all they did was sell insurance products. And I believe you have to have a healthy balance. You can't just put all your eggs in one basket, regardless of how fabulous that basket is. Mm. You have to be diversified because you never know what's going to happen in this lifetime. And I remember reading that book in the 90s, What's Wrong with Your Life Insurance.
And I don't even remember that. Okay.
It was Dacey, I think, wrote the book, What's Wrong with Your Life Insurance. And it was the first book where, back then, A.L. Williams was the first one that said, buy a term, invest the difference, and started having people give them what the whole life policy dollar amount would be and then diverting those funds into mutual funds and stuff. And so whacking the people paying their insurance policy with one thing and investing it separately. How does an insurance company create a variable return on a product that is double digit? How do they do that?
Okay, first of all, let me say that you're not going to get a double digit return in this environment from even one of these supercharged whole life policies.
Okay.
What it's currently running, Heather, based on the current dividends, which are at historic lows, yet they are, these companies, by the way, that are used by the Bank on Yourself advisors, have paid dividends every single year for more than 100 years, including during every market crash, including during the Great Depression, and so on. So based on the current dividend scale, you would have to get about a 7 to 8% return in a taxable account to equal it.
Okay.
And that this is without the added, you know, risk or volatility that you would get by putting in traditional investments. So that's pretty darn good, because there is a way to take a retirement income or any kind of income if you want. You can access, you know, all of the equity in the policy with little or no tax consequences under current tax laws, because it's taxed more like a Roth IRA. You pay your taxes up front, at least you know what they are now, right, like we talked about earlier, and then you can access your capital, you know, tax-free when it comes to that time. So
Uncle Sam decides to change that.
And that question comes up, you know, what if the tax laws change? Of course, they could change the tax laws on IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401Ks. They could change the tax laws on anything. But the beauty of Bank on Yourself is that even if they took the tax, they changed the tax laws and they took that advantage away, you would still have all the other advantages and guarantees of the Bank on Yourself gives you. And I've actually enumerated 18 key advantages and guarantees. And I feel so strongly about that that on my website, bankonyourself.com, I have a $100,000 challenge. And the challenge is that if you can show you or anyone out there has a different financial product or strategy that can match or beat the benefits of Bank on Yourself, I will pay that person $100,000 cash, because I would want to know about that strategy. I'd want to use it for my own family. I'd want to share it with others. And, Heather, no one has even come close, not even come close to the many 18 different advantages and guarantees. So to me, I love the tax advantage of it, but it's just the icing on the cake. If that went away, I still got plenty of advantages and benefits that are going to make me happy and make me sleep at night and be able to actually pick a date that I want to retire and retire. Mm-hmm. I think retirement, I mean, I probably won't retire because like many people like you, Heather, I love what I do. But what's happened is that people are now justifying, rationalizing why they're never going to retire. Oh, I really don't want to retire. Retirement's an old-fashioned concept. Well, the reality is that 40% of people who have retired were forced to do so because of health problems and so on. So the whole thing about retirement is it should be a choice. You should at least have the choice of being able to retire.
Well, and I personally feel like I haven't really worked in years, so I don't know that I could retire because that would infer that I have done some sort of work. So,
I love that.
Yeah, so,
well, I can relate
to
that, too.
Throwing around and having a good time and stuff like that. So,
I love
that's it. Why I'm going to run for president in 2016.
I'm writing that down, 2016.
Yeah, 2016.
Okay.
I need your help. I want to be the first woman president. So
I love it. Boy, do we need
one. I got too much to do. I got books coming out and everything. So 2012 is a little close, but I think 2016 I can do it.
Okay.
I'm going to take all my friends that helped me get elected, and we're all just going to go fly around on Air Force One and have a good old time.
I love it. Can I come with you?
If you help on the campaign, give your hard work and get all your bank on yourself customers to vote for me, then we can make that happen. I can arrange that. Because I'll be the president. I could do anything. My stepson keeps telling me, well, I need Secret Service people. And I'm like, you have to have a value first. I'm living in the White House. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're going to be in college. You're not coming to the White House. I love it. It's fun. I'm having a good old time with this.
Yeah,
well, you know,
it is.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the broadcast. We have learned so much about bank on yourself, and for those who are interested in learning more about what Pamela Yellen has to offer, just visit her website at bankonyourself.com, or as always, we always have our previous show guests linked to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com. We have so much more in store on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned for more right after this.
Stay tuned for the second half of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Keys to Riches right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars, the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching can be the single edition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, and for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes You Can. Call now 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And this week's knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful edition of Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We have so many cool things to talk about today. So how about real quick some minutes on your money? By the way, did you guys check out this week's blog about credit cards? If not, you probably should. All you got to do is surf over to unlockyourwealth.wordpress.com, and there you are. There you have it. And you're set. So, anyway, this week's minutes on your money in the e-zine, what do you do with your dormant credit cards? Unused credit cards can hurt you, is the lead from this MSN Money story by Jeremy Simon of creditcards.com. If your primary goal is to maintain your credit scores, you should leave that extra credit card open, but not unused. The challenge you have when you have credit cards that have zero balances is that if you do not use the cards regularly, and I'm not talking every day, but, you know, here and there, once or twice a month, to keep them open and active, the credit card companies will take and close your account due to inactivity. When it goes dormant, there is the possibility for theft of your credit card information. And so in an effort to reduce fraud, most banks within 3 to 6 months will put your account in a dormant status where they take away your credit rating and still keep it open. And then if you when you go to use it, then they call to make sure that it's you. And then after that, they take, and if you still don't use it at the six-month mark, they'll usually cancel your credit line. And what people don't realize is what's so important about your credit and your credit score is 35% of your score
has to do with open and available credit, which is more than on-time payments. On-time payments is only 30% of your score. But 35% of your score is open and available credit. And when we talk about this on our Create Credit Key, but briefly what you need to know is that when you have open and available credit and you use it, but you still have a ton of credit available, it shows that you are fiscally responsible over time. It shows how prudent you are when you use your resources. This is what an underwriter discerns when he looks at your credit profile and he sees how long your account has been open. This has nothing to do with score. This is underwriting, and this is what people need to know. Everybody focuses on score, but if the underwriting criteria isn't met, you're still not going to get your loan, regardless of how high your score is. But an underwriter is going to take a look and say, okay, this person has had this account for a minimum of 2 years, and their limit is, say, $1,000. And they've hit the limit but paid it off, hit the limit, paid it off, and you can tell each month how much you charged and how much your payment was. It's that articulate. So they can see if you've just maxed out your credit card and you're making minimum payments, or they can tell if you max it out every month and pay it off. And everybody says, oh, you need to carry a balance for a while. No, you don't. You don't need to carry a balance. You don't need to pay interest. Other people's money is fabulous. You can use it and pay it off at the end of the month, and it's almost better credit quality-wise from an underwriter's perspective, because it says that you can use the credit efficiently and you're prudent and fiscally responsible. So that's what you need to know about credit cards. And that article posed the question, you know, I only use two of my credit cards and one just sits there. Is that okay? Well, depends on what you're trying to accomplish. The next story we featured in our e-zine is your retirement in jeopardy? Many early boomers may have had a hard time making ends meet in retirement, according to a new study by Janine Sahadi, senior writer for CNN Money. The Employee Benefit Research Institute estimates that 47% of baby boomers between the ages of 56 and 62 are likely to run shy of the cash they will need to pay for basic expenses and uninsured health costs during retirement. Now, the bright side is it's down from the estimate of 7 years ago in 2003, 59% of early boomers ran the risk of running short of money in retirement. So it's gone down. It's gone down by like 12%. But what's different between now and then is the broader use of policies governing work-based retirement programs like automatic enrollment in 401ks, and automatic increases to 401k contributions. It makes a big difference, especially for low-income workers who aren't disciplined. And that was part of Pamela Yellen's contention with her investment in life insurance, is that people aren't disciplined and don't have the wherewithal or the intestinal fortitude to make the investments. And so... these automatic things that you can do with your 401ks, where it automatically deducts it from your paycheck, you're automatically enrolled regardless of whether you choose it or not. I mean, and just from a plain, simple standpoint, it's silly to refuse free money, whether you have to pay taxes on it later or not. If I put a dollar in, and for every dollar I put in, my employer is going to match that up to a certain percentage, that's free money. So why wouldn't I take that? It's silly not to. So there are chances that individuals will still run short of cash, and it all depends on how much you make today and how long you're going to be in the retirement mode. We do have longevity on our side, and healthcare exponentially increases its technologies year after year. And I remember when I worked for this TV station when I was in college, and that was in the 80s, and they said all that we know about medicine today, and this is in 87, they had learned in the last 20 years. So between 1967 and 1987, exponentially the medical field exploded, and everything that they felt they knew at that point had to do with discoveries in the last 20 years. And as we grow and technology increases and permeates itself into our everyday life, we collapse those time frames. Even technology. Think about how technology has changed. I just bought a new laptop, and the chip and all of the crap that I had to have in it because I'm a tech junkie could run NASA 30 years ago based on the types of communications that they had and the buildings. I'm not talking a room. I'm talking buildings that they housed computers to come up with all the computations that this little thing can go that I can drop in my handbag and take with me. So just to give you that kind of idea, medicine has come along in that same fashion, and knowing that, if you retire in your 50s or 60s, what happens when you live 30 or 40 more years? It's not out of the realm of possibility. So we have to be focused on that. And finally, our last article is, are you ready to retire rich? And Fleur Bradley from Yahoo Finance and their Financially Fit Guide says the millionaire's retirement plan can start at any age, and especially if you're just entering the workforce, retirement can be much easier to accomplish at a much greater dollar amount. They say 25 is a good beginning. So if you are 25 and you've just landed your first job, congratulations. And before you start living to your new paycheck's standards, budget your retirement savings. Take your employer matches and remember to live beneath your means. If our government chaos is any indication of what is yet to come with our lives, there is only one person, not even an entity, one person that you can count on to take care of you, and that's you. So the sooner you get that into your head, the easier it'll be, because if you take a 25-year-old and someone like me who's 40 and they are starting at zero, saving for retirement, I am going to have to put away more than three or four times as much as the 25-year-old to retire with the same amount of money at age 60. So it makes sense. You've got to get cranking. Other advice from Fleur says, if you're in your 30s, you've probably saved about $45,000. You've grown in your career. You got a bigger paycheck, but family commitments like children and a mortgage may seem more pressing, but you must continue to save. At this point, you could probably ramp up your contributions to about $400 or $500 a month, in addition to your employer matching for your 401k. And in 45, you're about mid-career. Your things are moving forward in your portfolio. You've probably grown your savings to about $150,000, $160,000, but you still need to keep going. You need to up the amount that you're saving. The more you stash, the more you'll have at the end of the road. And remember, when you invest, it's called an investment horizon. So there's your contribution time where you kick in money, and then there's the time that you draw it off. So you have to make sure that the pile is big enough that you kick in so you have plenty to live off of without touching the principal or very little of it as you draw it off. At 55, they say you need to keep going. Your retirement portfolio should be at $400,000 or so. You can start to see the finish line, and you worry about risk. I like to use the rule of thumb that your age should be how much you should have invested in bonds. So the older you get, you can move more of your money into bonds. So if you're 55, about 55% of your portfolio should start moving into bonds and fixed income securities, where you're going to get a predictable amount of money as a return, and you're going to lower your volatility. But you still want to play the game. You always want to be out there because you might get that one more big score before it's finally over when you start taking your money out of your portfolio. And I recommend that you do that
And you keep that in mind because we want to be diversified, but we also need to have cash assets available for us, not only to use to spend, because we're going to be building wealth through real estate when we use our Keys program, but you also want to be focused on where you need to be at every stage of the game. And that's why I like this article on Are You Ready to Retire Rich? And this gives you a good game plan at every different age. And with the rule of 72, I just want to share with you, once you get that momentum going, if you start at 25 and by the time you're 55 you have a 400,000, whatever your interest rate is, you divide it into the number 72, and that tells you how long it takes your money to double. So if you're getting 12% return, your money's going to double every 6 years. So if you left that 400,000 untouched, in 6 years it'll be 800, and another six it'll be 1.6 million, and another six it'll be 3.2 million. And that's why, even though times are tough and you're like, oh, well, I have like 10 or 20 grand right now in my retirement account, don't poach it. Leave it alone. Forget it's there, because you're going to lose that momentum if you poach on it. And what's the likelihood of you filling that investment back up? Let's be honest with ourselves, slim and none. That's why Pamela Yellen's program works, because she counts on people to not be disciplined enough to take care of themselves. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We have so much more in store. Coming up, we are checking in with Miss Coco Brown right after this break. You are listening to your money mentor, Heather Wagenhals, on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be right back with more after this.
Has your cell phone or iPod ever run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Well, now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right now on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S industries.com.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Our mute button on the microphone is working so hot. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals' Unlock Your Wealth Radio, where finally financial freedom can be yours. So we've been talking with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, comedian, funny girl, Coco Brown. And last week, we did some great work in creating imagery and associating
those dreams that we have of our future life, we kind of time travel, if you will, and experience what it's like to make it so real that we have to have it. And it makes our goals so concrete that when we take our dreams and we associate so much imagery with them, that there's just no way we're not going to achieve them. So let's check in with Coco and see how the process is going for her. Welcome to the broadcast, Coco. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Heather?
I am very well, thank you. I'm so excited to hear how our dreams with deadlines went. Did you continue with all of that fabulous imagery we started last week?
You know, actually, I have. I ended up, you know, I'm one of those little technical people, so I ended up doing a spreadsheet to, like, monitor how much I'm spending and what it's going to what and where I'm spending the most money at. And it's funny how I seem a little bit more organized now in terms of money because I know where it's going.
Isn't that amazing? And we haven't even, we still got a couple weeks away before we get to our break the budget segment where we'll actually start analyzing that stuff. But just the fact that you've become more cognizant of what you're spending and that you've noticed it, that's a significant indicator that you're going to be successful at working to change things. If you've already noticed that, oh, I just spent this much on this, okay, we're just making mental notes now. So I'm glad that you are in the process and that you're starting to recognize it. You know, it's really hard. You know, we say we try to make it as organic an assessment as we can make it. But, you know, unless you really don't have a pulse or truly don't care about making a difference with your finances, you can't help but notice once you start saving every receipt and paying attention to that sort of stuff. Even though mentally we're not making any decisions or judgments about what we're spending or what we're spending it on or how much, the fact that we've noticed that we're paying attention is a good sign. So congratulations to you for that little small milestone. That's kind of a bonus that occurs when we do this assessment because we do it with the intent of not looking. But, you know, as we always talk about on this show, what happens when we say no? Well, the brain doesn't really hear that. So the brain hears when I say don't look at your receipts. What happens? You still look at your receipts anyway. It's like when someone tells you don't think of pink elephants.
Exactly.
Oh, I was told not to do that.
Right.
So now we did, last week we did our dreams with deadlines. So we created what our life would look like in 20 years and then in 10 years and then in 5 years. And we did that on the air. After we did that, were we able to continue that process down further? Did you break it down to a five-year mark?
I did actually a one-year mark because there were some goals that I had for next year. So I did it to just a one-year mark at this point.
Awesome. That's so great. And, you know, the beauty of something that's that close, I mean, ideally 365 days, is not that far away. People say, a year, I got to wait a year for the new this or the new gadget. And before you know it, a year is up, and here we are the new whatever it is. And because a year is not as far out as people think it is, it's so easy to take that goal that's a year away. If you needed something or desired something that was, say, $300, you know if you're going to take a year before it's available to get it, whatever it is, the latest gadget or a new dress, or for me, something that I've been wanting for 1,000 years and really wasn't able to afford, I was able to get. It was at that same price tag, $300. And all I had to do was set aside less than $1 a day to make that happen.
Right.
And it's amazing because when I finally had the money, I couldn't find the particular item, and it was actually a writing course that was given by my favorite author, Ayn Rand. And I was trying to find it, and I finally found it. I was surfing through all of these forums and everything, and I finally found it in a forum, in an Ayn Rand objectivist forum, and somebody was selling it and said that they got a tremendous amount of value out of it and they wanted to pass it along.
Right.
And I was so excited because I had set that money aside for it, and I never spent it, thank goodness. I had the money there right there ready to pull the trigger, where before when I first wanted it, it was like, oh, my God, that's $300, and with all my obligations, how am I going to get there? And now I was like,
right.
Oh, great, well, I already had it saved. So once I found
right.
it, I was able to pull the trigger. So that's the beauty. So with all of those one-year goals, if they have a dollar amount assigned to them, were you able to break it down to each and every day?
Yeah. I actually did.
That's
for
a
good 2 weeks.
Spreadsheet.
Yeah, because I was actually putting in, like, every day when I would come in during the day, I would end my day with going on the spreadsheet and putting in exactly what I had spent that day and what I had spent it on. Was it a necessity or a luxury? I broke it down that way.
Ooh, that's pretty clever.
Yeah, and it showed me that, you know, a lot of times when we're throwing away, you know, $5, $10, $20 here, thinking, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. It does. It adds up because when I added up just how much I spend in grabbing a quick bite because I'm, you know, traveling or working around or driving around or whatever, or just picking up a soda here or a drink here, or, I mean, the amount of money I spend on my nails and the personal grooming, I was like, wow, like, I didn't know I spent that much a month just on nails and, you know, tweezing my eyebrows and waxing and all that stuff. And I was just like, wow. And then I kind of like,
being a girl,
you know,
was
hurt my. I'm sorry?
I said, being a girl is expensive.
It is. It is. And I mean, I just wanted to see how much I was spending a year. And I just averaged it out. And it wasn't cute. So I'm like, okay, something may have to go. I may have to learn how to do it myself because that's a lot of money a month and a year just on, you know, something that really is technically a luxury. I mean, I don't have to have, you know, acrylic nails. I mean, yes, I want to keep my eyebrows groomed, and yes, I want to keep my hair done and all of that. But, you know, it's almost like looking at the list going, okay, what can I get rid of, and then take that money that I was spending and put it in a savings.
Mm-hmm. Or, and not necessarily getting rid of items. I mean, you know, when we get to the break the budget key, you're going to find that it's not about sacrifice, because that's why diets don't work long term. It's about how can I create a reasonable amount of use or engagement with a particular item and still enjoy the benefits, but maybe not as often. Or how can I receive the same benefit for less money and finding a completely different way to do that? You know, fortunately for me, with my hair, you know, and I've had it done, and then I go back to doing it myself, and when I get really busy, there's not too many salons open at 2 o'clock in the morning when I finally have time to do my hair. So
as a
matter of convenience, I can slap that hair color on, and I can go back to my computer and keep writing. But if I'm in a salon, you know, they have you sit here, and you got to do this and do that, and then, you know, you get all set up with your laptop, and then by the time you're ready to start working, then you got to go under the this, that, and the other thing. And by the time you get it, you know, get all situated and stuff, you got to pack up. But you still killed 2 hours and you're not productive. So for me, you know, doing my hair by myself, while I like having it done because I love when people brush my hair and fiddle with my hair.
Exactly. I don't know what it is. When somebody else does your hair, it always feels better.
Well, yeah, and you know what? And here's the thing that I can't get over because, you know, I'm not a natural redhead. My natural is blonde, actually. And I can't imagine why it costs $150 for a half an inch of hair. Coloring a half an inch of hair. They look and they see, oh, your hair is 2 feet long. Well, yeah,
right.
It's going to be 2 feet long, but you're only coloring a half an inch of it. What's the charge for a half an inch? So it's kind of funny, the irony in that. So let's talk about this week's key is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And now that we've gotten all excited about our goal planning, we've begun our organic assessment. Every day we're doing our affirmations and we're telling ourselves how fabulous we are, how powerful we are, that we are able to accomplish everything that we set out for. And we have all the resources necessary to accomplish those things, and we are organizing them in a fashion that will now benefit us.
Mm-hmm. We need to take a mental inventory of what we know about money.
Okay.
And knowledge is powerful. Knowledge is power has been a phrase that everybody's said throughout the ages. And I'd like to quantify that by saying knowledge is power, but knowledge is superfluous without application. Knowing what to do about your money and doing it are totally different things. But knowing what you don't know is infinitely more wise, because now that we've recognized what our limitations, weaknesses, or inequities are,
mm-hmm.
we can move to correct that.
Right.
I love my husband. He has an incredible saying. He says, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And what I don't
mm-hmm.
know, I delegate.
Mm-hmm.
So for him,
mm-hmm.
in his position, he's able to do that. Now,
mm-hmm.
all of us may not be in the same position financially to delegate all of our financial responsibilities.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to have to acquire knowledge. So this week's key is all about taking the time to figure out, what do I know about money? What do I know about banking? What do I know
right.
about saving? What do I know about debt reduction? What do I know about a good credit profile?
Mm-hmm.
What do I know about lending or borrowing money?
Okay.
What do I know about investing for my future? What do I know about my investment risk tolerance? What do I know about how long should I be investing for? How much money should I be setting aside for? This
mm-hmm.
key is essential in identifying what it is that we do know and what it is that we don't know. And the power
right.
that we derive from this little knowledge checklist is that once we recognize what we don't know or should know and that we don't have, is that now we can say, all right, I want to take the time to acquire this knowledge, or
mm-hmm.
I'm too busy to take the time to acquire this knowledge, and I make enough money that I can afford to delegate it.
Right.
You know, I always encourage
right.
people to at least do their taxes themselves at least once. And even
okay.
if you go to a tax preparer, it doesn't hurt with today's software that it's so inexpensive. It's
yeah.
fractions of a penny a day.
Right.
To buy some tax software. And
mm-hmm.
it'll spit it out, and then you can take that as your basis to gather all the other information that your tax preparer will receive. Because that's money well spent. Usually, if your tax preparer is doing their job, whatever you spend having it prepared will far be outweighed by the amount of money that you will save or be returned from your
okay.
taxes. Because think about it. What do you do every day, Coco? What's your job?
My job?
Yeah.
In terms of... I work for myself, and it varies every day, but my overall goal is to make money.
But your job is to tell jokes, right?
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's what you need to do, is to tell jokes. Okay.
Right.
So unless you were a previous CPA or tax attorney telling jokes, probably accounting and taxes aren't necessarily your forte. I'm guessing
right,
that you
exactly.
don't subscribe to a newsletter where you get daily announcements from the IRS about tax changes, do you?
No, I don't. I don't. I get an occasional letter. Oh, sorry. I get an occasional
yeah.
letter.
Yeah. Well, I subscribe and to it because I want to know what changes are occurring so I can share it with folks on my radio program. But half of the stuff,
right.
I still have to call my accountant and ask him, well, what does this mean for my listeners? Is this relevant?
Mm-hmm.
Does this apply to them? Because even I don't know what it is.
Right.
And my point being is it's not your full-time job. And, you know, if you get paid, you know, $100 an hour or $200 an hour or $20 an hour, whatever it is that makes you money, whatever your hourly wage is, if you think about that and think about how many hours is it going to take you to do your taxes.
Right.
And add that up because everybody's time has a value assigned to it versus the
right.
amount of money that you have to pay for a tax preparer
Right.
You could say, well, yeah, I might be spending money on this, but since I don't know half of the tax laws, it might be worth my while to employ a professional who can consult and guide me, who will save me more money than I'm spending on that.
Right.
And the beauty of that is not only are they saving you more than you're spending on them, but now you're in a profit position because now, since you're not spending your time on that, you get to go do something else more profitable.
Right.
So that's what today's key is all about, is focusing on what it is that we know and what it is that we don't know. And coming up right after this break, we're going to go through our checklist and ask some very pointed questions about these areas of concern that you need to know about on your personal finances that's going to make the difference in whether or not you do this or you decide to delegate this. You are listening to Coco Brown from The Truth with Coco Brown, our Unlock Your Wealth protege on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from Peak Performance Seminars and the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Heather Wagenhall's here from the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, and for those of you who choose financial coaching to help you achieve financial wellness and future financial independence, we have a special offer for you. For those that call today, the next 20 folks that sign up for financial coaching will receive a special package. In addition to their coaching, they will receive both Season 1 and Season 2 of our Best of CDs. These are the interviews from today's top personal finance and investment experts to help you accomplish your chosen path, and a copy of my book, Yes, You Can. Call now, 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Be sure to ensure your financial wellness today by calling 1-866-966-9420 or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and it is time to go through specifically our knowledge checklist for this week's key. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. And the keys to riches is simply a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And I want to thank my friends for continually calling me on my cell phone during this broadcast, and I'm so glad I put it on vibrate. So anyway, thanks for remembering, and I'm glad you're listening. But today's knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful checklist begins
with these five areas, and then we want to break down what we know from there. The categories that need to be addressed in our financial lives are your income and expenses, protections, asset accumulation, asset multiplication, and asset preservation. And those break down in these following areas. For income and expenses, if you are having challenges budgeting your money, if you are overspending, outspending, and outpacing your future income, let alone your current income, you probably need financial coaching. You can take a variety of financial literacy courses. There's so many nonprofits out there that actually have financial literacy courses. And I'm not talking about these places that like debt consolidation or any of those things. I'm talking about true financial literacy where you can learn how to manage your money, how to understand what it is you need to know, and then have a coach there to help you out. Financial coaching enhances what you already do and helps structure or restructure your current habits into healthy money management skills. So there's the value of seeking out a financial coach. If you do not know anything about banking, and that's specifically checking, how to use a checking account, how to balance your checking account, what a savings account is, how it works, what it does for you, what certificates of deposit are, what bonds are, how to use a safety deposit box at a bank, what you need to put in that safety deposit box, basic credit, loans, or mortgages. You need a banker to help get you through that. Many banks have on their websites financial education that will explain what those types of tools are, those financial tools that they offer, and how to use them. Be careful, they want to suck you in, so watch what you're doing and make sure that you comparatively shop. And we have all kinds of guides and things like that that help you make the right decisions when it comes to your banking, and you will find that in our membership website that will be launching August 1st. I'm so excited about that. Now, we have to keep our personal items personal and our confidential items in that fashion. So that's where a safety deposit box comes in. But do you know what it takes to protect your identity? Identity theft is the number one crime in the state of Arizona. And I'm not surprised because my husband, a multiple-time victim of identity theft, and now my stepson is having challenges, like I shared at the beginning of the show, with their credit cards. You need to speak to an identity theft risk management specialist. It is so well worth it. That short bit of time and the modest investment it takes to have them consult and tell you what you need to do to become as financially protected and safe as you possibly can, because identity theft occurs more than just on your credit. It's your life that could be at stake when they assume your identity and then have medical treatment and things like that. You never know what could possibly happen. When it comes to your finances and investing, you need to seek out an investment advisor, whether it's a stockbroker that sells individual stocks, bonds, and other mutual fund type investments, or you go to an actual advisor that has a whole portfolio of products that include annuities and other insurance-related investment products. You want somebody that's aware of all of those things, and you want fee for service because then they're not tied to commissions, so you know they're not going to be recommending a particular product or service over another one. So that's why I like fee-based financial planning. Now, once you accumulate all of these assets and invest them, you need to protect them, and you do that two ways, through insurance. And if you don't understand how insurance works, you must get with an insurance agent that knows insurance, knows what you need and what you don't need, because there's so many coverages out there that are superfluous and aren't relevant to what you need financially. And you may be underinsured in other categories, so you got to speak with an insurance agent. And then asset preservation is so important. You need to speak to a CPA or a tax attorney to learn how to mitigate the taxes that you have while you're alive, and then an estate planning attorney that will help pass what you do accumulate on to those you want to receive those items. And you want to do it in a fashion that doesn't make Uncle Sam, not my favorite relative, wealthy. So those are the areas that you need to focus on. In our membership website, you will have these tools available to you. You'll have your knowledge checklist there, and then each category will have its own explanation of what you want. So coming soon to a website near you, unlockyourwealth.com is converting to a membership website. And what's great is, yeah, there is a premium membership, but there's also free resources available to listeners just for signing up. And you can manage your financial future online, and it's super fabulous to get all of the knowledge and tools and resources that you need to create financial wellness today and financial independence for your future. So it's vitally important that we focus on these kinds of things. And this knowledge checklist is so important because we don't need to know everything. What we just need to know what we do know what we should know but don't, and then decide, do I want to become an expert at this, or do I want to make myself aware of what belongs in this particular category and then delegate it to a professional who can handle those things? You know, that's why there's bean counters and accountants and attorneys and so many people that spend years in school studying industries and being adept at their particular area of expertise, so you don't have to. And once you know what it is that you need in a particular category, you can seek out someone to fill that need should you choose to not manage those things directly. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And we have Coco Brown from The Truth with Coco Brown joining us. And just before the break, we went through all that we needed to know about our insurance, our investment, okay, our banking, our credit. Pretty amazing amount of information that you need to know to survive financially, but probably didn't know, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Most people say, really? I really need to know that? And I'm like, yes. It's amazing that you functioned this long without it, and you're fortunate. If you haven't totally screwed up so far financially, most people are very, very lucky. But the lucky don't always last, and the good will outweigh the lucky every time. So what we need to do is to get ourselves good. So your homework, should you choose to accept your assignment, Coco.
Okay.
is to take the knowledge checklist that you have downloaded from the website,
yes,
at unlockthewealth.com, and to go through each category and say, yes, I am competent in this area. No, I'm not.
Okay.
And then you say, I have the time and I'm willing to learn, or you check mark the box, I do not have the time, and or I am unwilling or unable to learn this, so I must delegate this area. And then
okay,
we can go and use this checklist to seek out the professionals that can give you guidance and advice.
Okay, great, great.
So that's going to be your homework for this week. So not
okay,
too hard on the homework, but it might be depending on what you know.
Right, exactly.
Well, we will look forward to checking in with you next week to see how you did, how everything shakes out.
Okay.
Thanks so much for joining us, and
Uncle,
we'll be right
you.
Back. Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
We'll be right back with more Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and our Nuts and Bolts coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Has your cell phone or iPod ever run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Well, now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right now on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Don't you just love when your screen flickers? And you're trying to press a button and you can't press it because your screen is too busy refreshing? Well, that's us here at Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We have a not-so-agreeable switchboard. But it is now time for us to go through our nuts and bolts for this week's key. So this week's key is knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful. And our key statement for this week is, I know that to be truly financially prepared, I know that to be truly financially prepared, I must know what the wealthy know about money. I must know what the wealthy know about money. Decide how much or little I want to be involved in those areas, and delegate to a professional accordingly. And that is the greatest advice I can come up with. Because if you don't know, you can't do anything about it. But once you're aware of what you should know, what you don't know can be fixed or delegated. And that's the beauty of that. Our key affirmation for this week is, I am savvy at identifying my financial strengths and weaknesses and filling those gaps. I am savvy at identifying my financial strengths and weaknesses and filling those gaps. So we want to add this affirmation to our list of affirmations. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time, we say our affirmations several times throughout the day because our brain is the most powerful supercomputer of the entire universe. And what we think about, we bring about. So we have to focus on what we want in life, not what we don't want, because we're going to get it because we get what we say we want. And the power of the mind is infinite. We just have to harness those resources. And our affirmations do that. So we say our affirmations several times throughout the day. The first time we say our affirmations is right before we go to bed at night. While we're getting ready for bed, we want to pull out our list of affirmations and read them out loud to ourselves. And that sets up our subconscious mind to work all night long while we're getting restful, restorative sleep to create what it is in our lives that we do want. And so new neural pathways will be formed and our future will begin in our minds.
Then, after a restful, restorative night's sleep, once we wake up, first thing in the morning, don't roll over and kiss the honey. Don't let the dog out. Don't wake up the kids. Pull out your affirmation list and say them again out loud to yourself to focus your conscious mind on your higher purpose of the day. Your higher purpose is to create financial wellness for you and your family right now. Not take the dog out, not go drop the kids off at school, take the husband to work, not go pick up the dry cleaning and then try to figure out how we're going to get to work and then back to pick up the kids to go to practice and soccer and dance and all of that stuff. Our higher purpose is to create financial wellness for ourselves and our families so we can choose to do whatever we want when we want to do it. That's the power financial freedom gives us. And that's why we build wealth. It's not about greed. It's about choice, and it's about freedom to do what we want. And in order to create that for ourselves, we have to be focused on it constantly. So we say our affirmations first thing in the morning to focus our conscious mind on our higher purpose of the day. And then, because what we think about, we bring about, we need to keep that at the forefront. So any time throughout the day when we encounter negativity and somebody tries to rain on our fabulous life parade, we just need to say, I'm not going to take it. And once you are through with that negative encounter, you are not going to let them bring you down to their levels. No, you're not. What you're going to do is you're going to grab your list of affirmations and you're going to find a quiet place where you can pull out your affirmation list and say them out loud to yourself again so we can refocus our mind on what we want out of life, not what we don't want, because our brain will always get what we say we want. So we need to make sure that we're saying what it is we truly want. And that will focus ourselves on bringing to fruition what it is that we want in life. And our focus is financial freedom and the power and the choice that we have once we get there. And it all begins with mental financial wellness. And we use our affirmations throughout the day. So your homework for this weekend is, for your key action item, is you are going to think about those five categories we discussed on today's show. And if you need to download the broadcast and replay it so you grab those, I encourage you to do so, because you want to take that inventory. And then you need to decide on the areas that you're weak in. Do I want to become strong, or am I not interested? And then I need to learn enough that I can delegate to a professional. Because complete ignorance will leave you open to charlatans and shysters, and you don't want to do that. You want to have a working knowledge of what it is that you need so you can effectively delegate that. We are just a little more than a week away from, 8 days away from our new membership-driven website on August 1st. Also, we have free publicity day coming up August 11th on the midweek update. Get your commercial in. We only have 50 spots available. And I am launching the web page as we speak. So it should be up, www.unlockyourwealth.com/free-publicity-day. Go there and sign up, and hopefully you will be approved to be on the show. Next week, we have Take Emotion Out of the Picture, and our Investor's Edge guest is Mark Miller. Also, we will be checking in with the fabulous Coco Brown and seeing how she's doing with her knowledge checklist and where she is in her financial health and wellness. I'm so excited about our membership-driven website. I'm so glad everybody came in to work today, and we'll all be working tomorrow and every day until this site launches. So visit www.unlockyourwealth.com and sign up for your free membership. You can sign up now so when the site launches, you'll already be in there like swimwear. Thanks again for joining us today. I'm so excited. I hope that you got as much out of this broadcast as I did, thanks to my guest Pamela Yellen and to Coco Brown for being a part of this awesome adventure we're all on. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor. And remember to tune in to Tuesday's show. That's where we will be. taking our millionaire nuts and bolts as we delve into the minds of top millionaire thinkers and give you strategies you can incorporate today for your financial wellness. Again, you've been listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. And finally, financial freedom can be yours.